with you very briefly, and I want to put 7 major things in your hands today. What I want to share with you this year is titled Push. Somebody say push. I can't hear you. Make it very loud. Push. Can you help me tell your neighbor? Push. Every woman is a birther, quote unquote. Every woman naturally knows how to push. That's the way God created us. You don't need anybody. When the midwife tells you in the delivery room to push, you don't ask the midwife, what does that mean? Every woman knows how to push something out. And I want to put 7 major things in your hands in the confines of the time that I have this afternoon. You will need to write them down or put them on your phone, because in the course of this year, you will need these 7 things. When I was preparing for 2019, the Lord said to me that this year, He is going to pay wages. Some of you have labored over your marriages. Some of you have labored over your children. Some of you have labored in politics. Some of you've labored and you were not rewarded. You've labored. Some people even walled out on you. People you labored over. But hear what God said. This year, He will pay you your wages. Let your amen be louder than your neighbor's own. Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 9. Take care of this vision. Take care of this marriage. Take care of this ministry. Take care of this. Take care of that. Take care. And I will pay you your wages. I want you to stretch your 2 hands. In the name of Jesus, you will not labor in vain. God will pay you your wages. I want you to help yourself. Touch your body with that. Those hands that you just received the blessings. Spiritual things are very slippery in nature. Touch yourself. Because women, when God created the man, it was because the man was wanted. But when God created the woman, it was because she was needed. And because we always meet need, we are so used to that we almost always forget to take care of ourselves. Touch yourself and decree, I receive my reward. I receive my wages. Make it very loud. I receive it. Words are powerful. I receive my own. In the name of Jesus, you will not be in the grave when your reward will be coming. There's a story of a woman in Genesis chapter 38. I don't have the time to read the entire chapter. When you get home, you can read. But that story began from verse 1 on a very sad note, but it ended on a very powerful and uncommonly happy and good note. In case that is the pictorial image of your life, I'm here to declare unto you that you may have started on a sad note. You may have started badly. But as the Lord God of Israel, whose I am and who I represent, as long as He lives, you will end on a very happy note. When I was born about 56 years ago, people gathered to cry for my father. Again, what will she ever become? See what the Lord has done. It doesn't matter who has written you off. Your life will end on a very fantastic and a beautiful happy note. Amen. It's not an encouragement to the preacher. Amen. It's the acceptance of a divine verdict. Your life will end on a superb note. To the shame of your critics. It was actually the father-in-law that, let me use the word arranged. She got married into a family of wicked men. Her husband was very wicked, and the Bible says that God saw it and God slew the man. God didn't just kill him, and God slew him. He took a process. And there are husbands, and there are men that God is slaying because of their wickedness to their wives. There's a measure of favor that comes upon the life of a man that treats his wife well. There is, God slew him. And because of the Judaism and whatever that they were practicing at that time, and the Jewish laws, she had to marry the brother. We have that also in the Yoruba culture. I don't know whether it still obtains now. She married the brother, and the brother was very selfish. We didn't want to raise the child for the elder brother. So God bottle slew that one. And this woman had a name that God didn't give to her because of her situation. First husband died, second husband died. What's going to happen now? So one day, many people had been talking about her. Can you see the in-law she brought to our family? Can you see that? Can you see that? One day, the father-in-law called her and said, can you please remain in your father's house until the child is grown up? Then we will come and pick you. Maybe you are here, people have told you, situations have told you, don't remain in widowhood, remain in poverty, remain in this and remain in that. The devil is a liar because you are coming out of that situation in the name of Jesus. Eventually, this woman pushed. She practiced these 7 things I want to quickly put in your hands in a few minutes. And at the end of that chapter, she had a set of twins. 2 boys. Only 4 women were mentioned in the genealogy of Jesus, and this woman was one of them. Where the thought you will not get to, you will surpass the place. One of my bosses spoke with me on the phone recently, and she said to me, every time I go on YouTube and I listen to your message, I say to myself, is this same phone thing? Is this that my phone thing that I used to send on errand? Your story will end well. I'm doing a prophetic thing tonight. I said your story will end well. It does not matter who has overtaken you. You will overtake. Celebrating womanhood and inspiring the female gender. Last year I told you to aspire. 2 years ago I told you to imagine. This year I am telling you, push! Push! And the first thing I'm putting in your hand is, pray until something happens. Life is a fight. It's either you're fighting or someone is fighting on your behalf. Pray until something happens. Women, stop sleeping and snoring. Stop doing as if what's gonna be, no. You cannot afford to go to bed when your mates go to bed. Some people, like my husband will say, some people are not happy that you are happy. The only offense you have committed is that you are happy. They can't understand why you are so happy. They can't understand why your business is flourishing. They don't like it when they see your husband hug you and kiss you and then you post it on Instagram because they are hurting. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Some want you to go to bed and not wake up. So you cannot afford to just take life as if nothing. No, I'm not here to scare you, but I'm here to put some spiritual sense and pump some possibilities into you. You must pray. While you are driving, you pray in tongues. You don't just go to the office in the morning and then sit down anyhow without breathing the blood of Jesus upon your seat. You don't just grab a bottle of coke and pour it in your mouth without... You're not devil conscious, but I want you to be God conscious. You are a spirit being. Therefore, you must pray until something happens. In my village, they say, if you pee on the same spot, after some time, it's going to fall. Some of you give up too soon. Pray. I started praying for my children before I knew the man that will marry me. And I thank God because my children are walking in the will and the counsel of the Lord today. You cannot pray too early, but you can pray too late. You cannot pray too much. Pray until something happens. I'm screaming today because I want you to register in your spirit. Don't be a prayerless woman. Don't tell me I can't fast. I have ulcer. Use fasting to kill that ulcer. Nothing comes cheap. Somebody must pay a price. Many years ago, I said to the Lord, Father, if you can give me 100 years of this planet earth, if Jesus tarries, by the time I'm going, I want to die as an institution and not as a woman. And I want you to please make up your mind. We have women. We have normal mothers. We have regular wives. Just to be different. Let your husband wake up if you are married once in a while and let him look at you and say, blessed be the day I met you. Refuse to die a normal death. My husband has so much possibilitized my mentality. It doesn't matter. It may shake, but it will not damage. no, I know God enough to know the end of the story. Pray until something happens. Whenever you are today, I want you to drop your bag, drop your nose, and join hands with another woman. I feel here that you should pray. Well, whether you stand up or not, it doesn't even matter. But I want you to pray. This was what I got in my spirit when I was thinking about and meditating about this. I want you to pray against anything that is militating against your destiny. Psalm 41 verse 5, my enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Lie. Lie. If you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, few minutes I'm done. I want you to hold hands with another person and pray in tongues. Come again. This is spiritual warfare. Pray until something happens. In the name of Jesus, nothing broken, nothing missing. As I enter into 2019, you shall be well with my household. You shall be well with me. I stand as a watchwoman today and pray until something happens. Pray cover your family, pray cover your children, pray cover your life, pray cover your business, pray cover everything that has to do with you. Pray, 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 pray. Was a judge, and he was going to be nominated as a justice or something of the United States. I think that's the highest position you can ever get to in his career. And suddenly, a woman arose and brought an allegation that this man sexually abused her as a teenager. The whole of America shook. I was watching the proceedings. The day the man was going to defend himself, even me, I cried as I was watching the TV. Oh my God. And then suddenly, it occurred to me, whether the man did it or not, is not my point. I don't know, you know, whatever. But where was that accuser when the man was knocking? How come that it was when the man was to be nominated? I fight for women. I'm a women's advocate. But I'm bringing a spiritual truth from this. The next prayer point, now pray as if your life depends on this. At the junction of glory, at the junction of my glory, my husband's glory, or my children's glory, I silence every opposing voice. Are you praying? When your husband is about to be nominated as a minister, when your children are supposed to be at the junction of our glory, the Philistine and Jethro of dynasty, every opposing voice is coming in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Take your seats. That's number one. I want you to take it home this year. Pray until something happens. Number two, plan until something happens. You are sitting under this tent. By the way, don't you think you should give the Focal Faith Management Foundation team a big hand? Don't you see excellence? This first thing the team, led by the event planner, told me or showed me was what you call the floor plan. The chairs will be here, the computers will be here, the offices will be here, that one will be here. When there is a plan, there is order, there is ease. Women, stop living as if things do not matter. Plan your life. You are going to wake up very soon and realize that you are 85. I can't believe I'll be 56 in 2 weeks' time. I can't believe that. Plan until something happens. Don't live your life anyhow. Plan. Have a floor plan for your life. What do you want to accomplish? So. What are you trusting God? If you expect nothing, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut for short. Plan. You are 40. There is no plan for you to have a house. I do not care how crucified or criticized I may be. Let me repeat myself. The totality of your financial life as a married woman should not be on your husband. Do something with your life. Whether your waste water, sell pure water. Plan your life. No in-law will be able to disgrace you. God forbid, in case anything happens and you don't have your own, you will be in trouble. Too many widows in Africa are suffering for no reason. I have 475 widows that I minister to on my birthday every year. This story is sad. This story is sad. Plan your life. Don't die the way your mother died. Stop living like an African woman. Stop living like a Bible woman. Proverbs 31 woman. Bring joy and honor to your husband. Don't allow your husband only to pay the school fees. If the school fees is 500,000, you too, drop 500 naira at least. Life is not governed by miracles, it is governed by principles. If you don't sow it, that child will take care of you, give me of your life. Stop wearing as gold what you should use to build a house. Because you want to look like NHL. Do you know her story? Because you want to dress like Bola Akinabi. Do you know where she's coming from? Tell me, as a pastor's wife, what have I not sold? I love when people talk about us. My husband and I are in full-time ministry and full-time business. You may not know the business part of us. If pastor steal, we don't steal. My husband does not believe that because you are a pastor, you should not work. You should not invest. So he made sure that my head became correct. If you see me in the farm, you won't believe I can be academic. We made up our minds long time ago not to steal the offering. Work with your hand. Plan your life. I don't want an evening. In case you don't know, once you are 50, the evening of your life has begun. Once you are 70, the night has begun. I don't want an evening where until my children send me airtime, I cannot make calls. I don't want it. If my children bring $1 million to bless me, they should feel privileged. Plan until something happens. I want you to go home from this conference. This conference, I don't have any agenda. The God of heaven knows. I don't have to speak. My children know what I'm talking about. My husband does. It's just that the team insists I must preach. I just want to create a platform for women to be exposed to grace. There are things Shagoka knows that I don't know. There are things Glory knows that I don't know. NJ, all of them like that. To be shared, that I don't know. Chumaki Adilama came here. See what she said. I can't minister the way she ministered. I just want to expose women to graces. See what God has done with their life. You too, you can do it. Bang! Until something happens. It's not a jamboree. I'm not competing with anybody. God gave me this vision. It took me over 20 years to struggle with God. I was giving God the names of the people that can do winning edge. I can't tell you lies. The God of heaven is my witness. And I told you 3 years ago, I was going to England for my son's master's graduation. And I met Pastor Matthew and she only wanted to play. God has been telling you to do something for a long time. Don't allow him to change you. I cried till we got to Heathrow. You know, we were about to learn that I had the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, I said, so I've been crying. Praying and crying to give birth to women on the winning edge. I'm not looking for where to preach. I just want women to be happy. I don't want any woman to be demeaned. I don't want any woman to be insulted. You are important, woman. I don't want you to live your life in such a way that a man can kick you, an in-law can insult you, because you don't have. From today, stretch your two hands. May the Lord give you things that will matter. May Jehovah do you good. You will not beg. You will not borrow. You will not be at the mercy of your enemies. Let your amen roar. about shoe attack. I'm so excited with my Ankara now. I've seen it all kinds of places. Our children have paid their school fees. As one laces, and there's nothing wrong with it. Or stop competing with somebody because you must wear what they wear. Did you know their sources of income? Learn until something happens. My pastor's wife, I don't have honor because everybody in church knows that your life is dependent on your husband. That's why they insult you. It's not every woman they can insult. Stay here. Am I hurting you or helping you? Both. Number three, prepare until something happens. Invest into yourself. I am not ashamed to say it. My husband, when my husband married me, I was a student. I was doing what you call NCE. I looked at my husband one day, this handsome man, this well-connected man, will a day not come that I will no longer fit him? And I will no longer fit in front of his messages master. So I decided to go back to school. I went back to school after four children. I thank God for a supportive husband. I thank God for a man that is secure enough to let me be. I went back to school. Invest into yourself. When you met your husband, he, both of you had school start. Now the man has a master's degree. He has still sitting there. So when the man is speaking about politics, we are speaking about tomatoes. They ask you, who is the prime minister of Britain? Say, is it not in Amidi Azikwe? Invest into yourself as a woman. Think. Thank God for online courses. Almost every day I'm online. Not for Instagram. Is it Instagram? But to self-develop. Which course can I do? You must keep improving every day. Keep it low. Anytime I come home and I tell my husband, darling, see, this is so is copying me. My husband will say, that means you have expired here. Introduce something new. Introduce something new. Invest into yourself. How can I be a better wife? How can I be a better mother? How can I be a better woman? Prepare. Invest into yourself. Because you don't know any time. October this year, I was in Dallas. I just sat down. Jejeli. What is Jejeli? And as I sat, because you don't know when opportunities can come, so you must continue to prepare. Prepare anytime. When Bishop T.D. Jakes walked up to my seat and gave me the microphone and said, you are the lady evangelist scattering everywhere in Africa. Come and bring your word. I didn't plan. For a few seconds, I was thinking, what will I say? Thank God for Jessica. Keep loading. Don't just read the Bible because you want to preach. Keep loading. And I thank God by the time I was done, Jesus got to the glory. And one day, T.D. Jakes will preach here. I told you already. Prepare. When Joseph was set for, he shaved because, of course, you know that Egyptians don't like beards. He changed his dress. He didn't know what he was going to miss, but he prepared. Prepare spiritually. Prepare physically. Don't wait till your church is fasting before you fast. Personally, prepare. Think. Dream. Prepare. Stop looking 67 at 37. There's a way you turn your head here and you repel favor. The head here is complaining. Must you turn head here everywhere? You don't need too much to dress well. You don't know. You don't know who you will meet on the plane. You don't know who you will meet on the road. Prepare. Let me tell your neighbor, prepare. Number four. Pay, P-A-Y. Pay until something happens. What is number one? Pray. What is number two? Plan. What is number three? Number four? Pay, P-A-Y. The day I said publicly, that I don't want to die as a woman, I will die as an institution. I knew I would be attacked. One day, it was a matter of time. I knew the attack would come. I knew it. There is a price to pay for being in the front. Once you get to the top, get ready to become the topic. Get ready to pay the price. Some of you don't want to be criticized. Mother and I live in unjust states. Accra City, we are not from that place, but that's my primary place of assignment. But excuse me, I am not aware of one woman that is as criticized as I am in that place. If my husband puts me on the poster and I'm in the front, they will say, ah, she's going to take the charge over. If he puts me at the back, they will say, one devil that this man is. If they put all stars, but today they are also standing by their husbands. Frustrated people will always criticize elevated people. It is a price. Say, I won't do it again. I like what Pastor Paul said. Go back to normalcy. I will not do it again because somebody said something. No! Pay the price. If Rosa Parker, is that her name? Did not make a way for us. As women, women will not be what they are in America now. Mrs. Fumilayo has some footing. Women have come and they have gone. What will be said about you when you are leaving? Pay the price. The criticism is a price that people are in the front. Pay. Get ready to pay the price. Number five. Pursue until something happens. Pursue. Don't give up. Keeping on. Refuse to give up on your dreams and vision. Follow in order to catch up. Follow in a consistent manner. That woman, her name is Tama. They sent her out of the home. She pretended to be a harlot. And she said with her father-in-law, let's not talk about the moral of the story. But she said, I want to be Jesus' mother. I want to be in his lineage. She pursued her dream. Whether in a good way or a bad way, that's another thing. They cast her out, but she continued. What does it mean to pursue, to seek, to bug, to harass, to hunt, to badge, to hunt, to persist, to try, to change, to stop? Please, first round. Let me tell your neighbor, first round. Look at Ruth and Boaz. That woman pursued the man. The man was crying out. She pursued the man. She laid at the feet. As the man married her. Pursuing your marriage, don't give up. Because your father, as your husband committed adultery, that's not the end of your marriage. That's not the end, don't give up. Repackage, pray. Come against that lady, don't go to her. Any woman that will not allow me to live where her son, in the name of Jesus, I come against you. Your husband is not in the house. Carry anointing oil, put on his comb. The man is using his comb, is here. My husband is here, but let me say this. When we were young in marriage, very young, we are 34 years now. When we were young in marriage, I would cook his food. I've heard all kinds of stories. And as I'm cooking the food, I'm praying over it. Sometimes I will allow saliva to enter. I go Felix, I tell him, you will love me. You will not look at another woman. You will not belong to me. And in those days, I wasn't using jewelry, no makeup. That's another story. So I was always feeling ugly. In Jesus' name, I will carry the food, put it, serve. My husband will come, he will eat with my saliva. After all, he kisses me now, so he can still take my saliva. So, and when my husband is eating, they will say to me, I just love you. I will say, thank God. You thank the Lord, sir. Is the food okay? It's okay. Because I have done, who will have assured the food? I hope. I don't like the gym, so I jump like 100 times minimum. If I have my bath, after that, come fast. As the water is coming on my body, correct, it's coming from my mouth. This is my, if it's a marriage I want to pray about, if it's my children, if my grandchildren, sometimes I'm praying about my daughters-in-law, I have two. Now, before they came, no daughter-in-law will snatch my son from me. I'm never outside. I'm never outside. Only you're not down here. Not down here. I'm still back here. I'm dealing with us. And today God has blessed me with powerful, correct daughters-in-law. Sharing with you today, woman, there's more to life than the sick. Two more. Three more, ladies and John. Number six. Play. P-L-A-Y. Play until something happens. Some of you are too serious about life. You hardly laugh. My husband and I, we play Ludo. He will beat me, I will beat him. The last time, my stomach will be aching me. That's the essence. How can your husband sit down for 2 hours as a married woman, watching Barca and Chelsea, and you're in the kitchen? What are you cooking? Put a little fish in your mouth, tiptoe. Sometimes I'll just come behind my husband, I will tickle him. Do you know the man? I said, you're not even a virgin. Who can't laugh at all? Romance has grown wings and flown out of your marriage. When last did you lie down on the couch and your head on your husband's lap? Some of you are becoming old brides. Old. The children will soon be grown. You better befriend your man now. It will show the end of your life. Play, relax. One day I was in the bathroom and I slipped and I fell. Oh my God, and I was visiting a family. I just burst into laughter. So you can still fall. It didn't pain me, my bonbon. Nobody to laugh with me, so I started to laugh at myself. You made a mistake, laugh, madam. If God should show you the videotape of the person sitting beside you, including all these great preachers and the excellencies, you'll be shocked at what they have been through. I said to one of my spiritual daughters, and I said, I survived. All of you that love me, thank you. All of you that pray for me, thank you. All of you that make posts, thank you. All of you that were here for me, thank you. All of you that pray and come at me, thank you. When you need help most, you will not lack it. I thank my husband and I thank my children at this time. My husband will say, nobody may believe in you, but I believe in you. I survived. Learn to laugh. Learn to relax. Like one of the MCs said, you are climbing the stairs, pat yourself on the back, only for tell you are trying. For easy. To be bishop, I think you must run. To be a mother of 4 or 5, it's not easy. Pat yourself on the back. Don't wait till people pat you on the back. Like yourself. Wherever you are sitting now, I want you to cross your leg. Adjust your dress and lift you to the front. It's prophetic, you better do it. Pause. Put your right hand on your shoulder. Pat yourself, call your name, your native name. Olufo, thank you. No, I'm okay with your travel. You tried in 2018, it's not easy. Now laugh. This year you will laugh happily. And number 7, praise until something happens. Praise God until something happens. It may not look like it. Sometimes you can't praise God. But please praise Him. Praise until something happens. I want to commend you to God. These 7 things, carry them as you go through the new year. Number 1. until something happens. You know, I just preached on push. Number one, until something happens. Number two, until something happens. Number three, number four, number five, number six, and number seven, praise until something happens. That's the end of the message. And I trust God that you will do this in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Please sit down.